From the first petit bouillon parlor in turn of the 19th century Paris to the gastronomic shrines of today, the French obsession with eating well has brought a certain theatricality to everything, from the farm to the kitchen to the dining room table itself. But as Adam Gopnik learned, it doesn't have to be expensive.
There's fancy food and then there's good food.
Hi, I'm Rick Steves. Coming up, Adam Gopnik dishes with us about the behind-the-scenes discoveries he made in France, where spending time at the table with family and friends is the centerpiece of a good day.
The great bulk of the cooking that goes on in France, like the great bulk of the cooking that goes on in America, isn't fancy. It tends to be the plain food we prepare every night.
We'll also turn our sights south to Portugal, where local friends from both ends of the country explain the highlights of their cuisine.
We have a long coast, always bathed by the Atlantic Ocean, but we have the latitude of the Mediterranean Sea.
It promises to be a delicious hour ahead. It's Travel with Rick Steves.